Hi, good everybody, and welcome into the New Orleans Saints Morning Report and greetings from the Saints headquarters on Airline Drive, where the black and gold will practice at 11 a.m. today here in front of their adoring fans. It is open to the public, and the practice is scheduled to go from 11 till about 1:30 today, and we'll have a full report throughout the day for you here on NewOrleansSaints.com. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Time now to set the scene for today's practice, and there are a couple of notes that we are anxious to talk about with regard to the Monday workout.
Well, hopefully Drew Brees will be able to participate full pass. He did go in shells yesterday. Coach Payton said they will wait, see how he feels today, see whether or not he's able to go in the team drills today. So we expect to see him in full pass for the first time, actually. And maybe Jairus Byrd in some team drills. He has not participated in any team drills, has looked great in individual drills, but today might be the day he gets in on the team drills.
All right, the Saints opened their practice week yesterday, as a matter of fact, and while temperatures were somewhat down, humidity was high, but most guys after the workout yesterday said that after getting through that first one, which was late afternoon yesterday, they should be good to go. Today will be warm, though. Mostly sunny skies. There is a 20% chance of rain, but temperatures expected in the low 90s during practice today. Heat indices perhaps up over 100 degrees. So it will feel warm, and there will be more hydration breaks and bigger gaps in the schedule today, JD.
Well, this will be a lot different than yesterday. Obviously, yesterday was pretty mild by Louisiana standards. Today will be a longer practice. It'll be hotter. It'll be interesting to see how the big guys handle it, because they say, you know, they're the ones who usually have to battle the water weight loss, you know, 10 to 12 pounds per practice. Now, you do have recovery time. That's better because you don't have an afternoon practice or an afternoon walkthrough. However, we'll have to see how those guys handle it.
John mentioned Jairus Byrd. He also mentioned Drew Brees. Yesterday, we did see another encouraging sign about things coming together. It's an offensive line that seems to be intact now with the return of Jari Evans and Ben Grubbs.
Yeah, those guys have not participated in the first two preseason games, did not play. Senio Kelemente as well as Marcel Jones has pretty good games, but it's always good to get your starters back, get that cohesion back together, and it doesn't really matter whether it's Tim Lelito at center or Jonathan Goodwin. It's good to have your two Pro Bowl guards back on the field.
As mentioned, full pads today, and we'll have a full report for you during the New Orleans Saints afternoon wrap a little bit later on. During practice today, John and I will keep you updated on a few notes via the social media platforms. Otherwise, we'll see you on the other side of practice today here at the World Headquarters of the New Orleans Saints. For John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly, and we'll see you a bit later on today here at New OrleansSaints.com.